back with conversation here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. No matter what others say, you will need no other information other than what you get for facts here. I'm not, I don't want to sound arrogant, but we, and I'm not sure that I even want to present that we have all or nothing. It's sort of, especially when it comes to the Malaysian airliner, it's a game of chance, right? 888-302-3684-7 at the hour. Ken Kessler and his chuckle and his knowledge and his preparation for what's going on here. He has lots of guts to work up the information and present it to me and have me say, yeah, this is authoritatively it. Like, I know what I know. And the important thing is that I also most of the time know what I don't know. Sometimes I don't always know what I don't know, but when it comes to the Malaysian airliner, it doesn't make much difference what you know or what you don't know, because oftentimes facts get in the way of a good story. You've heard that. And as the search continues, there are more things today that sort of fit into the puzzle, pieces of the puzzle that may or may not make sense. You can comment at 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, and the Facebook.com/Good Day Show address is good, Twitter at Good Day Show. So in terms of the latest here, the search is continuing. The Australian Prime Minister says authorities have spotted a couple of objects in the Indian Ocean. Whoa! Could be from the plane. Could be from somebody threw something off of a big ocean liner. Or somebody might, well, you know, remember the movie that Robert Redford was in last year about him being on a sailboat and it runs into one of those, the cargo boxes that fell off of a ship, cargo ship going across the ocean. You saw that, right? Did you see that? Ever see that, Kenny, that movie?
I didn't see that. I haven't seen it yet. Hoping to catch it one of these days.
All right, so search crews are scouring the southern Indian Ocean. See if they can figure out what those two objects that were seen, I think, by, was it Chinese satellites? What kind of satellites are they?
I think it was Australia.
Australian satellite. I didn't know the Australians even had satellites. So there's something you didn't know, folks. Never mind the plane. Everybody's got satellites. So you've probably seen, or if you haven't, there are pictures of these objects in the ocean that came off the satellite. Right, so what are they? Yeah. The Australian government, sending some ships to try to figure out. Matter of fact, there are four aircraft and a merchant ship heading into the region, which is off the coast of Australia. A Navy P-8 Poseidon involved in the search as well. This is 1,500 miles off of Australia's coast. ABC News has learned, because they're the only ones that have, this is what I love, we're the only ones who have a TV reporter on board the flight. Really, how'd you manage that? Anyway, they received radar hits of significant size, indicating there's something lurking below the water's surface. But the commander of the ship and the commander of the 7th Fleet both say the radar return was typical, not connected to the missing plane. I'm not thinking this is connected to the plane at all. However, the drama continues. So here's the Australian Prime Minister at a press conference explaining the latest from their perspective in the search for this plane.
New and credible information has come to light in relation to the search for Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 in the southern Indian Ocean. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority has received information based on satellite imagery of objects possibly related to the search. Following specialist analysis of this satellite imagery, two possible objects related to the search have been identified. I can inform the House that a Royal Australian Air Force Orion has been diverted to attempt to locate the objects. This Orion is expected to arrive in the area at about this time. Three more aircraft will follow this Orion They are tasked for more intensive follow-up search. I've spoken to my Malaysian counterpart, Prime Minister Najib Razak, and informed him of these developments. I should tell the House, and we must keep this in mind, the task of locating these objects will be extremely difficult, and it may turn out that they are not related to the search for flight MH370. Nevertheless, I did want to update the House on this potentially important development.
And get a lot of news media attention at the same time. Search for the plane involves 26 countries and millions of nautical square miles. The places, this is pretty interesting. I was wondering how many people knew certain places that we've, like Diego Garcia. I think we remember that name, but you don't know why it's stuck in your mind, but you remember hearing something about Diego Garcia, which is in the middle of the Indian Ocean. It's a British territory with a landing strip, home to the U.S. Naval Force, about 1,700 military personnel there, and about 1,500 civilian contractors. That's all that goes on there, frankly. Let's see here. Alice Springs, Malaysian Defense Minister, has reportedly asked for the U.S. to share satellite information from a secret satellite installation near Alice Springs, which is in the heartland of Australia. Did you even know that place existed? Let's see here. What else have we got? Oh, Kuala Lumpur. How many people knew that city? A lot of people live there. I'm not sure the exact number. It's a big city. That's where the plane started. Let's see. What else? A place called Butterworth. It's an air base. Radar operators there were the ones that were following this plane. So, a few things that you didn't know. Probably a lot of things have come out of this. That's one of the good things about following these stories, not necessarily just in the news, but on programs like this that focus on a conversation about what's going on. And in this hour, conversationally, we bring in bits and pieces of other radio programs that have been following whatever the stories are that we feel to be important. And certainly this one is not important in the sense that it changes your life, but it's important because people are curious. So that's why it seems to be number one and has been for the last, what, Kenny, 3 weeks or so in terms of attention since the plane went down, at least 2 weeks. It has been the number one thing.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Comments or concern from people, that and the conversation, television and radio. We're here to report on that and get your input if you like as well. 888-302-3684 at 14 after the hour on today's Good Day.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night 3 or 4 times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using
PT9, 800-811-3790, PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Everyone, we're going to need volunteers to work this weekend.
Man, this stout bitch is killing me.
Thanks for volunteering, Mark. And let him be an example for the rest of you.
It's time for new Salsa Blue Scalp Itch Treatment. It works at the source with the number one anti-itch medicine, hydrocortisone, plus soothing aloe for fast relief. New Salsa Blue Scalp Itch. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
888-302-3684. Objects in the Indian Ocean are the best lead, some say. So far, anyway. Here's Taco Sterling Schleicher talking to aviation expert Jay Redliff about the poor job Malaysia has been doing running the investigation for this, trying to find this missing plane.
We get more information that it is sort of weird. Apparently, there was some radar data that had been taken and aware of by another country, and they just failed to communicate it because it wasn't asked for until yesterday or something? What the hell, Jay Ratliff?
Well, you know, this investigation, the people that are running it, as far as the Malaysian officials and even the airline officials, Sterling, they're so far over their head, it's not even funny. Some of the things that they should have done initially is to compile and request as much information from as many countries that were within this this flight area as they could. And we had yesterday the military for Thailand coming forward saying, oh, by the way, we've got some radar coverage of what we believe was that missing flight about the time that you lost communications on it. This some 10 days after the fact, they were asked why in the world they didn't step forward sooner, and they were told, well, you know, nobody asked us for it, so, you know, we really didn't look to see, and look what we discovered. So, you know, we're talking about something that's covering 26 countries, and the idea that we're just now getting information that we could have used, a week and a half before is just ridiculous, because we have a 30-day window if that airplane went down for the transponder beacons to remain active. And, you know, we've got 12 days down and 18 days to go. So if that plane crashed, we are very, very much behind the eight ball, so to speak, from a timing standpoint to try to locate where that aircraft may have gone down.
Now, speaking of those pings, Jay Ratliff, and the flight recorders, we've learned a whole bunch about these aircraft and systems that are there for identification, for location purposes if something catastrophic occurs. Some of the stuff that's been shared, frankly, I think has gone too far, but we have a 30-day length of time these batteries are supposed to last. I don't know if this ends up being like the Mars rover that continues to roll way, way beyond its life expiration date.
I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's also a question of, depending on the depths of the ocean where this plane may be or wherever it may be, if it found a landmass somehow in the direction where it's gone, that's limiting it now, at least if that radar information is correct. So there may be limitations even on proximity to that signal, yes?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, what we're looking at right now, if it's in the water at that depth, the investigators would need to be nearly right over it to be able to even remotely begin to pick up a ping from those, because, you know, most of the crashes happen over land, so locating the black boxes is something that occurs. It's just a matter of time before we can find it.
888-302-3684, going to find it. Boom, boom.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us the sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
The hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Thursday, the 20th of March. And we're on the air with more discussion of the airliner, the plane boss, the plane, where is it? Let's listen to a theory from Shane, who's in Roseburg, Oregon, listening to Good Day. Shane, hi.
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
Well, thank you.
Awesome. Hey, first and foremost, my thoughts and prayers out to those on board the plane and their friends and family. I think a lot of people lose sight of that.
All right, so what do you think happened to the plane?
Well, I'm not saying I think it happened. I was just, you know, curious. I've never heard this theory kicked around, and I thought maybe if I put it out there, maybe somebody could, you know, opine on it. Could it have been hacked? Could it have been cyber warfare in some way?
Somebody got into the plane's computers and pulled it off its route. I suppose anything is possible.
As I'm listening to it, I mean, they keep saying how it, you know, it took off normally, but then somehow it climbed to 45,000 feet and then plunged down to 23,000 feet. And one expert said that the plane wouldn't do that in autopilot. It's just out of its parameters. But if you had somehow put a bug in it or something, maybe the 45,000 feet was to induce hypoxia on everyone. Yeah. And, you know.
There's, again, we all know there's a possibility for almost anything to have happened. Haven't heard that theory before. Don't know enough about how the systems work to know whether it's possible or not. But it's certainly worth having a conversation about. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Host Martin Kilcoin and Randy Naughton talking to Don Lemon of CNN about the different theories out there that that may or may not have taken place when it comes to missing plane.
One of our poll questions recently was asking people their theory regarding Flight 370. Do you think the pilot landed it somewhere in a remote location? We had 31% who said they believe that. Was it hijacked in some way and it has crashed at this point? 44%. Meanwhile, we gave a third option, unexplainable event, it will forever remain a mystery, which initially we would have said, that is just nuts. That's just stupid. You're a weirdo.
Was that the Vulcan?
No, 25%, though. One-fourth believe it's just sort of an unexplained mystery. And again, early on, we would have said, well, that's just silly talk. But now I think people are starting to give that some credence. In fact, we have audio. Don, you had a guess, and that was one of the theories.
Brad, I'm glad you brought that up, because we have been talking about this. I've been getting questions from viewers on social media, through email, and even on the streets. People are saying to me, why aren't you talking about the possibility? And I'm just putting it out there that something odd happened to this plane, something beyond our understanding. Have you dealt with that on your show, and are you surprised that people are raising those questions?
Listen, when you do a show like Decoded, no one gets crazier email than me.
All right, that was Brad Meltzer from Decoded, one of your guests. And so this theory now that something mysterious happened, I actually think it's picked up a little steam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a lot of criticism for that. I wasn't saying, people were saying Don Lemon says. It's really weird. Think about it. Listen to my question. I said, are you surprised that people are saying that and are positing those theories? I didn't say that there was supernatural, that it was. I just asked the question because it's Brad Meltzer from Decoded. And, I mean, I was just reading something from the Telegraph in London that CNN anchor says something otherworldly happened to the plane. And it's not what I said at all.
No, it's not.
Don't you find that weird? But I hate it when people do that, but I guess it just happens.
So what are your thoughts? What do you believe?
Hey, listen, here's what I say. If you're a believer in God, right, if you're a believer in something beyond us and beyond our comprehension, so why would you believe one thing and not the other?
Huh.
That's all I'm saying.
Really? All right, well, it seems to me getting a lot of attention, Don. Good for you. 28 after the hour.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/20.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Some new theories that Kenny and I are pursuing with you, for you. Your calls at 888-302-3684. I don't mean to sound like CNN, but pretty much everything that's going on here, at least in this hour of the program, seems to be based on conversations that so many people are having on so many different programs. Kenny, what do you have? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show with regard to our listeners and continuing theories. We had an interesting caller about whether this was a cyber attack. That theory has emerged. There may have been, in fact, some vulnerabilities in the in-flight system on that airplane. So what do we have that's either finite, that's challenging, that's foolish? Because we are hearing all of those things from every corner, it would seem.
Caroline says, this is stranger than any fiction. Is it a coincidence that a meteor passed by the same day and was closer to the Earth than the Moon?
Mm-hmm. Huh? That could have, if there's a, those things sometimes have a magnetic pull to them, that certainly could have screwed up the plane's in-flight systems. But again, anything's possible. What else?
Or knocked it out of the sky.
Yeah, could have hit it. Yeah.
Joe says, welcome to Earth, where we can find water canals on Mars, but can't find a commercial jet on our own planet.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are saying things like that. This doesn't make any sense. Why can't we find this thing? We've all been talking a lot about the announcements that have been made from NASA in the last, week or 10 days about the origins of the universe and how many planets there are, 800 and some odd thousand, just like Earth. If we can figure that out, why can't we find this plane? Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. What else?
There are a lot of comments like that. Joe says, in today's world, we expect answers immediately. Mm-hmm. We're going on 2 weeks now, and no one has a clue. Mm-hmm. I can't get enough of this story.
A lot of people think that. Hey, what about you? You feel that there is more here and it makes this interesting, get your mind off of whatever else is going on. It's a distraction from what really is going on. I can't remember the last time we spent any real serious time on issues here at home. It's either Malaysia or the Ukraine. That's pretty much it. So what's going on? Who's pulling the wool over our eyes now and we know anything about it? All right, so we have this. I just did a little nosing around after the fellow who just called. He was wondering about whether this was a cyber attack. Could this be the world's first cyber hijack? Question is now being asked. 888, this is a smart plane. A lot of the activities in the cockpit are certainly computer-driven. This is a fly-by-wire aircraft. I'll just explain how that works. The older planes, 737, 747, 757, 767s, all operated by hydraulics, so that if the cockpit sends a signal with the flight stick, or there's something, one of the pedals needs indicates the plane needs to bank to the left or bank to the right or whatever it is, then the information goes in on the plane via a hydraulic cable system. But the newer planes, like 777s and some of the crap cans that are made by Airbus, are what they call fly-by-wire, which means that the signal goes from the cockpit to whatever the, whether it's a flap or the wheels, whatever it is, it's sent via what would basically be considered radio waves. So could, in fact, somebody on the ground mess with that stuff? Again, anything's possible, right? Here are radio hosts Jack Harris, Corey Dillon, and Todd Webb talking again to this guy, Jay Ratliff, who seems to be on a heck of a lot of radio programs, about the plane's transponder onboard computer. Is there anything to this theory, in other words, that somebody could grab a hold of the plane from the ground using some of the newer technology?
Do you still feel that this thing was hijacked?
Well, it certainly seems as though it was a rather sophisticated scenario that rolled out, so I'm probably leaning 65% towards the fact that it was hijacked, and maybe 35% that it was a suicide mission. We did find out over the last 24 hours that the plane was diverted due to the onboard computer system, so it shows that there was a deliberate act to program the onboard flight computer with an alternate flight plan, and that certainly reinforces the theory that the crew is involved either by choice or force due to the level of experience it would be required to program that onboard flight computer.
Right, that's what I'm reading this morning. And at what point would those plans had to have been entered and nobody notice?
Yeah, Corey, we don't know, because one of the things that was very curious to me was that the transponder was turned off, and then shortly thereafter, several minutes, is when we heard the last word from the flight deck when they signed off to the controllers, and that particular sign-off was done by the first officer. And if the first officer was in the cockpit at the time, if you and I were sitting side by side, mm-hmm. I would notice you turning off the transponder. That's not something that, you know, can be done without really drawing any attention.
Sure.
So how that would be done by, let's say, you and then me making that final sign-off is just more confusion.
So they'd have to be complicit, is what you're saying?
Well, or something was going on. Either that or the first officer was under duress. We don't know. But I was very surprised to hear that the computer system had been turned off as far as the transponder, and then minutes later, is when that sign-off took place.
Mm-hmm.
So that indicates at least at that moment that the first officer was certainly at least on the flight deck at the time that transmission was made, obviously.
You know, you wonder how you can hijack a plane today overcoming a crew of 200 and some odd people. But I'm told that this plane may have gone to altitudes of 45,000 feet, at which time the gas, the oxygen mass drop. And how long of an oxygen trip do they have before things get bad up at 45,000 feet?
Well, it depends on the time that it was there, because that Boeing 777 is only designed, if you will, to have a ceiling, I think, of 43,125 feet or so. So for it to be beyond that, it certainly would be testing not only the structural integrity of the aircraft, but would require that the crew be on oxygen, and the passengers. And the discussion right now, Ted, has been whether or not that climb from 35,000 feet to 45,000 feet was a result of a deliberate plan to try to quickly incapacitate the passengers and the crew who were not immediately at that point on oxygen, or if it was a result of a struggle that was taking place on the flight deck.
Okay, coulda, woulda, shoulda. I got a kick out of Ted Webb saying there were 200, a crew of 238 people on the plane. That's how many passengers? If they had 238 in the crew, how many passengers were on that plane?
Yeah, that's split. Service.
Right. With a smile. Yeah. So four military search planes have been dispatched, get you in here, this, to try to determine where these two large objects bobbing around in the remote part of the Indian Ocean, looking at how big they are, 79 feet long, one of them, the other one about 16 feet. What I find fascinating is that you can see this stuff in the middle of the ocean, and that there are enough people nosing around this to have actually spotted this in the pictures that are coming second by second, thousands and thousands of these pictures being generated by satellites all over this part of the world. Here's host Justin Barkley talking to correspondent Shannon Van Sant about the change of direction and whether or not it was pre-programmed into the computer on the plane.
The thing was, in fact, deliberately taken off course. Explain how that works, Shannon, and why that's important.
Well, we know that, or investigators believe that that is true, because the computer systems and the communication systems on the plane were shut down sequentially and manually. So they weren't shut down because of some sort of catastrophic mechanical failure or crash. They were shut down manually by somebody in the cockpit. We also found out that somebody in the cockpit programmed the computer system to take the plane off course, to deliberately take the flight off course. So that means that this, what happened to this plane was premeditated, and that whoever was taking the plane off course had planned to do it and programmed the plane to do it minutes before. Also, we know that this plane traveled two very well-known paths. One was a north air corridor, and another one was a south air corridor. And those two paths are very well known and often used by planes. And so whoever was flying this plane knew about these air corridors and knew about these well-traveled transit routes that planes take. So this was not an experienced person by any means who was flying that plane.
So now, as we start to talk about the experience of the individual needed to do this, it looks a little more interesting that it kind of coincides with the fact that one of the pilots had like a simulator in his home.
That's right. One of the pilots, the more senior of the two, had a flight simulator in his home, and he had a long flight record with Malaysia Airlines. He was very well-respected pilot, but Malaysian investigators are now currently, they've rebuilt that flight simulator at one of the police stations, and they're studying it, and they're studying to see whether he practiced landing the plane in one of those simulators. So far, from what I understand, U.S. investigators have not had access to that simulator.
So we're just going to hear whenever they tell us whatever happens. We're going to hear from them whenever they decide to unleash anything.
That's right. It seems that investigators from all of the 26 countries that are involved in this search now, but especially American investigators, they really want as much access to as much information as possible. And to some extent, Malaysian authorities have been cooperating, and to another extent, that they have not.
All right, so to the purpose of finding the plane, a number of American assets have been pledged so that you know what's going on, what you're paying for. There are 18 ships, 29 aircraft, and the essence of the U.S. Navy's P-8 Poseidon aircraft, which is on the scene as well, has to this point not been able to confirm what those satellite images show. The pictures were taken on the 16th, which was Sunday, for those of you who are interested in that sort of detail. In terms of the hard drives that were taken from the home of this pilot, they were given to our FBI for analysis. So you can see we're very much a part of what's going on there because we have the tools and the presence to be able to help. Are you happy that your tax dollars are being used for this? Part of the question somebody might raise. 888-302-3684. 15 before the hour here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Question for ladies and gentlemen, are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
The fascination over what happened to this plane continues. The Royal Australian Navy ship HMS Success is en route to the area. It's a day or two away, apparently. The ship is equipped to recover any objects that might be located, actually, in the water. So that's a couple of days. Before anybody can actually examine them, it'll be a couple of days. Here's host Josh Spiegel, running through the contradictory information that you've been hearing over the past week about this plane.
In summary, here's what I know. It left Malaysia. It was going to China. Might have turned left or right, went south-north, might have been in the Indian Ocean. Maybe it's in Kazakhstan. Maybe it crashed. Maybe it landed. Maybe a UFO sucked it into the sky. Maybe it was shot down. There was a ping. Three pings. No, five pings. The engine sent data. Chinese satellite saw wreckage. No, it didn't. A plane was spotted flying. Maybe an earthquake caused the crash. No, not possible. Maybe it was a hijacking. No, it was an accident. North Korea stole a plane. The plane's hiding. No, it's too big to hide. Well, not if it's behind a cloud. It's all about triangulation. No, it's all along an arc. North to south. Focus on the islands. No, look toward India. Yeah, that's where you'll find an answer. What about Pakistan? They have nukes. The ocean is 500 feet deep. No, 2,000. Is it over there? No, it's over there. What about the pilots? It was deliberate. The first pilot did it. The second pilot did it. One did a video about flying. No, it was a video about plumbing. The pilot was angry. No, he wasn't angry. He was disgruntled. No, he wasn't disgruntled. He was involved in politics. No, he wasn't involved in politics. He just went to a rally. The plane disappeared at 35,000 feet. No, 20,000 feet. Five, or was it 10? Look at a map of the ocean. Maybe the plane tilted to the left, then to the right, then landed, then took off. Maybe it didn't take off. Wait, the map's upside down. Maybe this is another Jimmy Kimmel stunt. All right, enough already.
That's about right. So the poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, which story do you want to hear more about from the news media? This one won. 29% of you said you wanted more on the missing Malaysia airliner. And now the latest from NBC News. This is like the rework of the rewrite of the reissuing of whatever information we had an hour ago. That Poseidon aircraft the Navy had sent has flown over the target area, and reports back that they'd found nothing. But there are other aircraft headed in that direction to check it out. So we'll see what is cooking. Let's get off of this and go to the Ukraine in a moment here on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, let's get into something that also, like the Malaysian plane, doesn't really affect Americans much at all. What's going on in Ukraine? Because the president has said we are not getting involved. Really? All right. So why all the conversation? Just because it's fun to talk about stuff like this, whether Putin's got it over Obama, all that sort of thing. You hear that, a lot of conversation on either the right-wing programs or the left-leaning programs. Who's got their legs up? 54 past the hour, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler. So to follow up on that, here are Bridget Quinn and Wayne Cabot talking to Bill Plant from CBS about the Ukraine's military preparation. Can they engage? They're working, I guess the United States and England have some troops around over there, so the Ukrainian military may be working to, who knows what this is aimed at, but let's flex some of the muscles there, because there are thousands of Russian troops along the Ukrainian border, and the Pentagon's upset or worried about that. So here's the rest of that story.
How important is it to hold these exercises with the U.S.?
Well, Bridget, it's a show of support from the U.S., but it doesn't suggest that the U.S. is in any way about to get involved militarily. Even, I think, if Russia were to cross the border into Ukraine, which we should say it hasn't shown any signs of so doing, I don't think the U.S. would intervene militarily. But by sending extra forces into the Baltic states and into Ukraine for military exercises, there is at least some semblance of counter pressure.
And Putin's moves now also causing other ripples. A senior Russian diplomat is raising the specter of Russia changing its position in the Iranian nuclear talks. Any White House response to that?
No response to that, actually. But what the White House has been saying is that Russia will incur costs, that's their favorite word, for what it is doing and what it has done to Crimea. By that, they mean that the sanctions will eventually hurt. At the moment, the sanctions don't really bite. They forbid about seven Russians from entering the U.S. and from accessing any assets they have in this country. But the idea is that gradually over time, they'll ramp the sanctions up from sanctioning people to perhaps even forbidding bank transfers, which is what the U.S. has done in Iran, and that could really hurt. But it would be politically difficult because, look, it would hurt U.S. firms doing business in Russia.
Right. So, and again, Bill, other than economically, even if the U.S. does ramp up sanctions, you don't see anything being done militarily.
No, absolutely not. Putin has the upper hand in the short term, and the U.S. knows it. The White House understands that. They console themselves a little bit with the idea that in the long term, Crimea may turn out to be a pain for Russia and Putin, because without Ukraine's resources, without a substantial infusion of cash from the capital of Ukraine, Kiev, they're going to have to go to Russia, and that Russia will just have one more province to support, the way they're supporting South Ossetia in the Caucasus.
Bill Plant, does all this bring back old memories of way back?
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, it's not the Cold War, but it's pretty chilly.
Pretty chilly. I like that. Weather forecast for Ukraine, pretty chilly. Here is host Mike Rosen talking to Leon Aaron, Director of Russian Studies at the American Enterprise Institute, about what we ought to be doing or not doing here.
Putin thinks he can do just about anything he wants, and that the appearance of sanctions is not going to deter him. What are our options now? What can we actually do?
Well, there's a great deal we can do, and actually, you know, with the military option obviously off, you know, completely off the table, and Putin knows it. But, you know, Russian economy is very vulnerable. Russia is getting half of its food from the EU. It relies on the gas and oil exports to fill half of its budget. Its economy stops growing when the price of oil is going down, and it's calculated that, you know, down, if it goes below $100 a barrel, Russian economy may go into a recession. It's a very vulnerable economy. The real issue is whether the West can take some hurt as well, particularly the West Europeans. If they do, then I think there's a great deal that we can do.
How does Vladimir Putin regard Barack Obama, as you see it?
Well, you know, it's he you know, he's the KGB officer. My Russian friends tell me, you know, hear what he says, and usually he does or thinks the opposite of what he says. So it's hard to tell. I mean, clearly the red line, you know, first drawn and then forgotten with regard to Syria, was a signal of sorts to Putin that at least the risks or the costs of the Crimean escapade may be lower than he thought.
There's some authority. Sounds like a rescue, right, that reporter?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.